10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Happy New Year!
Great. Here we are, opening the year 2002 with all of the wonderful activity that we had this evening, the wonderful party, the beautiful stage, all the beautiful accoutrements here that make this a very special time for all 17 of us. We've enjoyed a very special seminar, looking for that inner moon, and we've all found it pretty well. We found that we're pretty wonderful people. We are really worthwhile and deserving of everything that we think for ourselves. There was a cause that was put into motion on one of the little skits tonight, and it was about the law. And they were talking about the law and wondering how the law was coming into effect to accomplish the goal that they had. And the butler, I believe, was explaining the law, and the old man, wasn't that what it was? And the old man was saying, but there was no police there, there was no illegal enforcement there. But he was pointing out that the butler said, as he had sought these crackers and doubled them and got a whole box full out of just one cracker, that he had put the law of cause and effect into motion. That's a good way to start the new year, putting the law of cause and effect into motion for our perfect new year. What sort of a new year are we going to enjoy for ourselves? Here we have a wonderful campus, a wonderful group of people to work with, and we also have a beautiful philosophy to work with, a philosophy that says, be yourself and have fun. No dogma, no attitudes that you have to worship something other than yourself, but merely be aware of the divinity within yourself. And this is really very spectacular. And we're starting out our new year with this awareness that we are very special people. We are very beautiful people. We are people who are destined by our own choice to be wonderful. We can be destined not to be wonderful too. If we choose to put negative causes in motion, we won't be wonderful. And we'll say to ourselves, why aren't we wonderful? I did everything right, but nothing works. I can't get anything to work. Nothing seems to work. Nothing does anything that I ask it to do. Nothing seems to function. And of course, our very saying those things shows the world that that's where we are. That's where our thinking is. Any little thought that we say about ourselves, which belittles ourselves, which belittles the divinity within us, it is a cause. Sorry to tell you that, but it's a cause. And every cause we put in motion brings about an effect. So this new year, let's wake up. We're 3 minutes now into the new year. Let's wake up and realize that we can put causes in motion that will bring everything we want. Do we want to have a happy home? Do we want a happy life? Do we want a happy place to live? Do we want happy people around us? Most marriages hang on until the children are out of college or out of high school. And they have ended long before they ended. But people just say they'll get along just for the kids' sake. Well, that's the wrong reason. If ever you find a relationship between yourself and your boss, yourself and your spouse and your world, your children, your parents, anybody in your world, your associates, if you see it get a little shaky, immediately put a cause in motion and say, my world is in order. My world is in divine order. Everything is functioning beautifully. Everything is wonderful. But you're not looking at the appearances. You're not looking at the out-picturing that's going on there of unhappiness. Hey! Well, how do you think I knew the unhappiness? You told me. Hey! If you don't want me to know about it, don't tell me. This is the fact. This is the truth. Hey, we're not dealing with the facts and the truth. That sounds terrible, but we're not. We're not dealing with the facts and the truth. What we're dealing with is the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect says whatever you think about yourself, that's what you're going to experience. Now, it may be tough. It may not be what you want. It may not be the type of experience that you want, that you can be happy instead of sad. But it's a good trip. It's a good trip. You can start being happy all the time. You can start being fulfilled all the time. You can start feeling that everything you do in life is the most wonderful, rewarding thing in the world. Now, much talk has been about being at the monastery and living here and working here and so forth, and really, it doesn't make any difference. You're not welcome here. We will enjoy having you, but you're not welcome. You have to make yourself welcome. You have to make yourself welcome in anything. You go to work for a job, and the job is not perfect. You got a boss. You go to work on a job, and the job's not perfect. You have to be there on time. You go to work, and the job's not perfect because all the people don't smile at you. Some of them have problems, and they don't smile at you. And you say, well, what did I do wrong? Well, you did nothing wrong, except you didn't smile at them. Smile at people who have problems and watch how their problems disappear. And watch how they smile at you when you have problems and your problems will disappear. It's up to us. 100% up to us. How we're going to go through this life. How we're going to go through this year. This year can be the most bountiful, rewarding year that we've ever had in our life if we want to make it so. Or this year can be an ordinary bummer, as many people want to portray it as being. But you know, when the stock market had a low this past year, there were many stocks that were going shoo, shoo, right up through the ceiling. And there are many people who made great amounts of money even while the stock market was low, because they believed in their market. They believed in their stock, and it just continued to grow and grow and grow. And when you read the Business Week magazine, you read stories about these people who were not afraid. They invested in themselves, and they invested in their world, and their market grew. Other people invested, and it fell down flat. Why did it fall flat? Why did it fall flat? Because they didn't believe in themselves. They listened to the harbingers of doom that said that the stock market was in a bad funk. And of course, so it was for them. We don't have to believe that. But that's the appearance. That's right. That's the appearance. But we don't have to believe it. If mother is dying of cancer in the hospital, and the doctors all say she's dying of cancer, and you don't want that to be the case, but then the doctors say, no, just get yourself seasoned to this, get ready for this, close up her affairs, and you know, just get this over with, because it's going to happen. And then you say, no! Mother is a young woman yet. She's got years ahead of her of fun living. And mother doesn't want to die. And I will not allow that to happen in my consciousness. Mother is living. Mother is fantastic. Mother is great. You're stupid. You're not paying attention to the illusions, to the a picture that stands before you of mother in a very sad state. And mother gets up and walks out of the hospital. Not because you gave in to the doctors, not because you gave in to appearances, but because you stood up for the reality of who you are and who your mother is. Mother is whole and perfect, period. There is no allowance for evil, for illness, for any mistake. There's no allowance for it. And we must do this with all areas of our life. We're now 9 minutes into the new year. 9 minutes into this wonderful new year that's going to sparkle each one of our lives and give each one of us a new lease on life, a new chance to look at things brand new. The year 2001 is over. It's over. It's done. Anything that it had is done. It's totally done. We don't look back. We take that page of our calendar and rip it off and throw it away. And we start out with brand new 2002. And 2002 is a glory year. It's a glory year because you're making it that way and I'm making it that way. Everything I do this year is going to turn into gold. Every relationship I have will turn into gold. Every person that I meet will evidence perfect health, perfect right action, perfect experiences in everything they do. Isn't that neat? Every single person, every person that I talk to is going to be whole and perfect. And not only because I say it, because it's true. It's true they're whole and perfect. I just merely say what I know to be true. And there's no need for any other type of healing. They're whole and perfect. Can you say that for yourself? Can you say that for your world? Can you say that for your experiences? Can you say that for everything in life? Did somebody cheat you out of money at any time in your life? Did somebody cheat you out of a relationship? Did somebody cheat you out of something in your life? Quite likely they did. And if they did, and you let it happen, it's no longer yours. But if they didn't, and you let it happen, then it's no longer yours. No one can take anything from us. No one can take anything that belongs to us. No one can remove from us one little tiny bit of anything that is rightfully ours. And if we let it go, then we didn't want it. So if anybody owes you money from the past, release it. Release it totally. Put no claim on it. No claim, even hoping that it might be paid. And it's done. And then you are free to let the infinite substance of the universe manifest in your life. But so long as you hold on to old debts, so long as you hold on to old responsibilities, it cannot happen. It cannot be yours. Because you're still holding on to dead money that just is unavailable to you. Release all these things and just let it go. Release all these things and just know who you are, that you're beautiful, you're good, you're glorious. You see, this is a very special world we're in. It's a world that we are making by our choice exactly what we want it to be. It's a world that we are determining by our attitude exactly what we want it to be. And you know what's going to happen tomorrow morning? Tomorrow morning, somebody is going to take this disc that we are making this evening, and they're going to play it back little by little, and translate it, transcribe it, translate it, so that Jerome can hear it, so that...
Andrine
can hear it. And who else?
Me.
Me? Yes. So that all of you can hear it. And why are you doing that? You're doing that because you care. You're doing that because you love. Now, I could slow down and let you translate it tonight, but we're into it 13 minutes already, and it'd be a little late to begin to do that. But I think that the prince here, what do we call him?
The saint.
What do we call him? The saint? Why do we call him the saint?
Because he is a saint.
And because his name is San...
Kara.
San what?
Sankara.
Sankara?
Mm-hmm.
Sankara.
Sankara the saint.
And what is saint in any language? It's saint.
What? San means...
Saint.
Saint.
Now, why are we at all interested in having Sankara, the saint, understand what we're saying tonight? Because he is as much a part of our family, as much a part of our growth, as much of a part of our experience today as we are. and he has certainly entertained us royally in a very beautiful, magnificent way. And he hasn't stopped. He's still wearing the interesting costume there. But you see, we are all one. We are all beautiful. We are all dynamic. And Sankara will understand whatever he wants to of what we're saying right now. I'm speaking distinctly, clearly, precisely. Each one of you can understand it, and he does too. His English is far better than he lets himself think. But like he, many of us listen only half many times to things because we think it's a little difficult to hear. We listen only to part of what is being said. And then when we're taken to task for what we didn't do, we said, well, we didn't hear it. And why didn't we hear it? We didn't hear it because we didn't listen. We can be the masters of our world if we will just listen. If we will just tune in to who we are, tune in to our divinity, tune in to our spiritual qualities. Be ourselves and have fun. But find out what it is that you really like to do. And then go and do it. It doesn't matter what you want to do. If you want to walk your spiritual path, if you want to just be aware of how wonderful you are, it doesn't matter where you are and what you do. But it does matter how many moments of the day you spend saying the truth about yourself. Now, what is the truth about yourself? I am independently wealthy. I am successful. I am happy. I am fantastic. This is the truth about ourselves. I like me. This is the truth about ourselves. And as we say these things, we're bringing these things into play in our life. And this is important. We don't have to say, I am a spiritual master. We don't have to say, I am whatever. Just say, I like me. Just say, I believe in me. Just say, I'm a wonderful person. And as we say that, we will experience that. We'll experience that in everything we do. Wherever we go, whomever we speak to, we'll experience that. And it does not take being in a monastery. It does not take being out of a monastery. It does not take being active in life or not being active in life. You can work at 1,000 different possibilities, but only you maintain your balance. And when you decide what is important for you, is it maintaining your balance and living in harmony with yourself, then you will start saying to yourself many times a day that you like yourself. You'll start saying to yourself many times a day that you think you're wonderful. And you say, well, Herb, you know, you keep pushing at these subjects and you keep haranguing on these things and you keep saying these things and you know, we do know that, you know, you have told us that now in this week-long seminar and you've told us these things, we know these things. That's right. That's right. Now practice it. I will never stop telling you the principle. I will never stop telling you how wonderful you are. I will never stop telling you the possibilities that you have to do anything you want to do. I'll never stop telling you. Even if you think you know it already. Even if you think you've been there and done that. I'll never stop telling you because that's what my life is all about. My life is all about sharing with you how wonderful you are. Sharing with you the possibilities that are within you. Sharing with you my love for you. To see you express wholeness and perfection and every other good thing. That's my life. And that's your life to live that. I know you're ready for it. I know that you're walking that way right now. I know that you're very happy being exactly who you are. I know that you're very content. But I also know that sometimes you need a little prod to remind you how wonderful you are, to remind you that you are very special, to remind you that, hey, it's a law of cause and effect. Oh, yeah. We'll get into master consciousness. We'll get into the absolute. We'll get into absolute. And when we do, then there will be no law of cause and effect. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're still fishing in the water. We're still using boats. We're still doing all the things that a human does. And that could stop tomorrow. Could stop today. And I'm preparing you so that you can claim the truth about yourself and be that fantastic person that you are right now. Because you are wonderful. Now, what great and wonderful things can we expect in this new year? Well, this new year is going to be more prosperous for us than we've ever known before. This new year is going to see each of us having a healthier body than we have ever had before. This new year will see us free from all and every experience which was negative and which limited us. It'll see us totally free of that. We won't know it, but it'll see us free of that. It'll see us living in harmonious relationships with our world and our friends and our neighbors, and we won't be making it happen, we'll just be enjoying it. This year will be the opening of doors for each of us in ways we never dream of even now. It may take a day or two, but you watch. You watch. I'm not forecasting your future. I just know your present. And I know how positive you are, and I know how dynamic you are, and I know what you are creating in your future. I know what you're creating in your future by what you're doing today, by who you are today, and what you're experiencing today. Every one of you thinks positive thoughts about yourself. Every one of you loves yourself. Every one of you loves everyone in your world that you have created, and you have created everyone. Every one of you are living in a whirlwind of happiness, surrounded by people who dearly love you, people who respect you, people who worship you in a way. And as you are surrounded by these people, just remember, they love you. They love you. And never do anything to let them down. They're your creation. They look up to you and they say, Mama, Daddy, always be the living example of purity and goodness and truth so that your children, your creation, your world will look up to you and say, hey, that's my standard. That's who I am. You read the autobiographies and the biographies of great men, and they tell about their trials and tribulations, about their rough times. Well, I don't want any of you to have any rough times or trials or tribulations. I want each one of you to live in harmony with yourself. Each one to live in harmony with everything that's in your world right now. That's my plan for you. That's my realization for you, what I see for you. Are you ready for that? I think you are. I think you're very ready for that. So I suggest to you, get busy. Set the time of the day for doing these things, regular time. A regular time of the day for saying, I like me. And say it diligently without any separation from the experience and the fact. Say it regularly. Say it as you go to bed. Say it as you get up. Say it as you're walking down the street. Say it as you're working in your home, as you're working in your business, or whatever you're doing. Say it again and again and again that you like yourself. And when you go to bed tonight, take your hands and gently massage your entire body, but don't touch it. Don't touch your body. Just be like the fluff of the electrons that flow around an atom. Not touching it, just being there. And as you do this to yourself, as you lie in your bed and you do this to yourself, your body is going to tingle even though you're not touching yourself. Your body is going to come alive and your body will say, yes, I'm so glad that you like me. I'm so glad that you care about me. I'm so glad that you touch me. When was the last time you really touched your body with love? a long time ago. You say, oh, I touched it with love lots of times. No, you didn't. You had an ulterior motive. You had a motive of manipulating yourself. You had a motive of massaging something where it was a pain so it would go away. You had a motive of sex. You had a motive of 100 other things. Not of just purely loving your body. Purely loving this temple of the living God. And I recommend that to you. I recommend as you go to bed tonight, starting your new year. In fact, every night this new year. Take 10 minutes and go over your entire body, your head, your nose, your eyes, your toes. Go over everything just gently, touching and not touching. Go over every part, roll over both sides. Nobody else should do it. This is you loving yourself. This is you being harmonious with the earth. Then your body will tingle so beautifully, will just vibrate so beautifully that you'll begin to see things differently. You'll see yourself differently. You'll see yourself healthier, happier, heartier. And when you do that, what a glorious world you'll see for yourself. This is my desire for you. I give you this opportunity, and you can do it. I give you this opportunity, and you can make it work. Now, some of you have developed nonprofit corporations, you have developed churches, you have done these things. Now, get busy on them. Get busy on them in putting all of your finances through them. All your earned income that you get from any place or anything else, that, put it through there. And let your church operate. Let your church be the thing. Number one, this is your temple of the living God right here, your body. But the church is any outer edifice that you have where you do counseling, you do teaching, you do sharing of any kind with your practitioners, with your world. Recognize that. When you recognize that, the doors are open to you to do all the great things you want to do. So start doing them now and start appreciating who you are. You have the massage going. Now, say, I like me, I like me, I like me. If you wish, here, you can do it. Perhaps where you live, you can't. But get up bright and early in the morning and take a walk around the extremity of the property. And if the temperature is over 40, you could be naked and be comfortable. Under 40, it's a little cool. And if there's a breeze, then it's a little cool too. But try it. And just watch how you feel so brilliant. Your body feels just so alive because you are freshening it by letting it be out in the cool morning air. And you don't think about your body and it's not cold. You don't think about these things. You have an autonomic nervous system that operates it, and your body is fantastic. Start speaking your word about your income, whatever it may be, that it is independent and wealthy. Start speaking about your physical body, that you're whole and perfect. The body of your family, each one is whole and perfect. The body of your associates in your business, in your work world, all whole and perfect. When you do, the doors will open so brilliantly, so wonderfully, that you'll have the most fantastic relationships that the world has ever known. You'll have the most rewarding income that the world has ever known. And it will be a never-ending income. The economy of a country, the economics, will not affect your income. Know this. Know that you have made the contribution. Know that you are independently wealthy. And if you want to leave the monastery, you have money to do it. If you want to stay, you have money to do it. No matter what you do, you're independently wealthy. You're fantastic. You live in your eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. And all of your efforts are successful. And all your investments are high return. Know these things, know these things, know these things. Say them again and again and again and again and again. I'll write them down for you so that you have them tomorrow morning. This simple group of statements. And then, if you wish, make it yours or rewrite it and make it yours. But say it again and again and again. And just watch how wonderful your life is. Just watch that this new year is the most blessed new year that has ever come down in the annals of time. And it will be the most prosperous new year for you. And I see it done now. So it is. I love you.